Hey, there he was, Baghdad Bob, standing there, well, in Iraq during the war, screaming and speaking out to the nation that they were winning, they were beating the Americans, they were beating the coalition, that they were ready to unleash weapons of mass destruction. Baghdad Bob, as his name was given, day by day was screaming how they were destroying the coalition, the American forces, and everything he says or said in those days, listen, they were, it was propaganda. It was not true. It actually, the opposite was true, but he was there to convince the people of Iraq, the Republican Guard, or the special, you know, forces of Iraq of the day, that they would continue to fight. Here we are in the midst of propaganda all around us, in the midst of politics and the ideology, and I cannot think of more propaganda than what I heard yesterday and today when the President of the United States met with the President of Mexico. Unbelievably, the President of Mexico. Mexico, of course, doesn't permit illegal aliens, and you can get 2 years imprisonment. If you return, you can get 10 years imprisonment for coming back into Mexico illegally. So their laws concerning illegal aliens are very strict and very strong there in Mexico, in a corrupt government, in a government that steals millions and millions of dollars away from the people to develop jobs for their people and so forth. So once again, the mess of illegal aliens, the mess of what is happening in Arizona, the propaganda coming from, well, Los Angeles concerning shutting down trade with Arizona. Arizona deciding issues now and giving out a letter being sent out concerning the power grid and how much. Well, listen, we're seeing the propaganda even tonight at the state dinner, and the Mexican president and the United States president speaking together. Unbelievable. Propaganda, and let me tell you something, propaganda has been something used in, in military endeavors, in political ideology, and the speeches of politicians and individuals. It involves speaking. It involves communicating a cover-up, false proclamation, and even slander at times. It's all about persuading the audience that your view is right, no matter what you use or how you do it. Propaganda. It can be a twisting of the truth, an out-and-out opposition of the truth. It is meant to be manipulative. It involves clear-cut lying, deceiving those at the other end of the speech. It's a purposeful and plotted communication. And that's what we're going to be seeing and feeling. Well, we have for some time, spiritually, a lot of propaganda. A lot of propaganda from Hell's Kitchen that has arisen to steal, to lie, to manipulate, to influence individuals. And it will always involve an opposing force. Hell's opposing force is God, is Christ, is the cross. If anybody knows propaganda, it's hell. It's hell itself, and the embodiment of hell's propaganda is coming. 2,600 years ago, in the prophetic utterances of the Spirit of God in the book of Daniel, we read about, a political leader, someone that's going to have some level of force, some level of ability, but he'll eventually grow to power and take on leading the world. Daniel chapter 7 speaks about that this horn had eyes like the eyes of a man, and a mouth that spoke boastfully. Again, in Daniel chapter 7, that horn, that spiritual leader, that political leader, that individual, that person of power, that looked more imposing than the others, and that had eyes and a mouth that spoke boastfully. And part of that boasting, as you read all about this in the scripture, is the prophetic introduction of the rise of the Antichrist, what he's going to look like, a stern-faced king, master of intrigue, all these descriptions that God has given concerning the world's most powerful political, economic, military leader ever in history outside of Christ. Now, when I say that, I'm talking about global leadership that will come into his hands. This will make, again, Hitler look like the shoeshine boy in comparison. And so much of the Antichrist's ability is in the power of his communication, the power of his speech, the propaganda machine of the Nazis. Well, it was powerful. It convinced many people in government, science, military, across the board, that a nation, a nationality of human beings were nothing more than subnormals and subhuman, a pig race, and so they should be slaughtered by the millions, and there should be an, well, they should eradicate the earth. This is a massive, massive undertaking. And even if you look at the protocols of the elders of Zion, and you look at the backdrop of the propaganda, and, well, the real story was found in the final solution. They knew what they were doing, but it was based on a belief system. Propaganda is used, manipulation is used, lies are used by those who do not have the power of truth. They do not have the power of truth. And so things have to be twisted. And this involves twisting, well, the nature of God, the being of God, the work of God, the words of God. Twisting. We even find in the scripture where the Spirit of God guides Paul to write, or Peter to write, about Paul's writings. And how some people take them and twist. And this is what we need to be very, very careful about as believers in Christ, that we rightly divide the truth and speak the truth and live by the truth. It's all about the truth of God. You can't find salvation. You can't find healing. You can't find eternity in heaven or face to face with God without this truth. So there's a great agenda that involves a massive propaganda spiritually, politically, economically, environmentally, in every way, in order to gain, well, the globalism and the control, and ultimately to the very day of Armageddon, the rise, the ramping up of the spiritual dark side will manifest itself in a critical mass of feeling and thinking and speech that will twist. Well, we're going to talk about the specifics, but propaganda will be used. It is an intended lie to cover up the truth, to proclaim something false, though making it sound true. It involves slander and malice. It involves an attempt to convince a people. And as I said, even with the politics that are going on right now, that's why so many millions are sick of it. And the audacity today to hear about, you know, the highest level American government officials that oppose the new law in Arizona but have never read the law. The fact that a state dinner is given and that massive propaganda and audacity. And I'm going to tell you right now that when the Antichrist does come, there will be an audacity the world has never seen. Hey, it is great to be with you tonight. This is the 19th of May, 2010. We have between 6 o'clock and 7 o'clock to speak with you, to interact. We're doing a series that is called God is Alive and Well in These Last Days, Even If Some Don't Want Him to Be. One of those individuals is Richard Dawkins. The atheist, you know, that wrote the book that in his... Listen, I'm going to go over all this next week in the series. But the audacity of the atheist, the anti-God, anti-religion writer, Richard Dawkins, says that in reading the one book that he put out, reading that book, by the time somebody's done, it should change their mind and they should become an atheist and give up God, give up religion. We're going to talk about the propaganda of Richard Dawkins next week. We're going to talk about the propaganda of occult streams tonight. We're going to talk about the understanding that all of what we hear and that what we're reading and that we're seeing off the lips of world leaders, when some world leader says globalism is what we need, then behind that and with that is massive propaganda. That selling globalism will be the biggest smooze job that Hell's Kitchen has ever had to come up with. Again, tonight, this is Russ Dizdar. We're on the series, God is Alive and Well in These Last Days, Even If Some Do Not Want Him to Be. Monday night, we did the title, The Attempt to Erase God from His Fingerprints to the Visible Revelation. Tuesday night, we did the title, Mind Control's Ultimate Goal, to blanket the perception, the mind, the perceptive abilities, and even the receptive process. And that involves everyone listening right now and those listening to the archives later. Please understand that as we scream out these bits of biblical revelations, these pieces that we need so much of, putting all of them together gives us so much more, the total picture, and gives us empowerment to discern good and evil, empowerment to discern the difference between the spirit of error and the spirit of truth. Have you read about that in the book of 1 John? By the way, have I mentioned a great need in these days for every believer, for all of us, is to read the book of 1 John and really have it down well, knowing the contrast, giving us great discernment, helping us to know, and how to test the spirits to see whether they're from God or not. You see, again, behind the political ideology and the military vision developing in the world is the spirit, the prince of the power of the eros, the spirit now operative in the world. This is global. This is huge. This is massive. And that's exactly what the book of Revelation says in chapter 12. In reference to the full force of the dark side in all of its activity, he's called the dragon. Huge, enormous dragon who leads the whole world astray. So tonight, if you're listening, if you're listening to this series, if you've listened to us in many of the other things that we have done, broadcast and interviews, you know that the motivation, clearly, there's no propaganda here. It's simply, I know the living Christ. He came into my life 35 years ago. The Spirit of God dwells within. And there is a compelling, I am compelled, and by God's grace, the doors have been opened to be able to speak and to communicate. Is it a message? Yes. Is there an agenda in the message? The number one agenda is to tell you the bottom line. God loves you. God knows you. Listen, God wants you. And without God's redemption in your life, you will die in your sin. You will live and die in your sin away from God, never knowing God. And that would be the tragedy. And so that's the emotion, that's the heart that's behind the voice that speaks to you now, because that's what we're clearly all about, what we believe, what we're about, what we do. Well, you can go to shatterthedarkness.net. You can see all the materials there. Take your time. There's free training courses, the new series that are up, and we've been having, by the way, a few bits and pieces of notes just to let you know on the series, on the rise of Homo Satanus, Psi Warfare, the one on Homo Satanus, the Dark Rituals, Dark Powers. All these series will continue this week. We've been having some difficulty as far as being at the limit on the preemption broadcast Podomatic that goes out to the iTunes and we either have to pay double and advance our size or drop some of the original posts that we have there and in order to put up the new ones. So we're working through all that excuse me, but we should have new ones up as of tomorrow and this weekend too. For the book, those who bought the book, please be looking this weekend now for one of the new chapters that will be up. And there's a new course in the area of apologetics, how to be able to give an answer to the world around you when they ask you. If you're a believer in Christ, then, you know, there is definitely a difference. God's love, God's forgiveness, God's power, God's presence, God's all the promises of God are yours in Christ. You can go to God to get, no matter what went on in your life today, you can go. There's where there's again cleansing and renewal and starting again and God's ability to guide you and direct you and build you and show what he wants you to do in reaching the world. And without question, the second coming is all about you, the gift of indestructible immortality is all about you. It's all about all of humanity because the cross was about all of humanity. And so we don't want to come without sharing the centrality, because when it comes down to it, we're born, we live, we die. And in all of this process, we need the answers concerning all of it. Origins and endings, and what happens at death, and where God is in the midst of it, and where we can find forgiveness and have a power to live free from what once bound us, and have our eyes opened by the Spirit of God as he comes in. So listen, if you're listening tonight, and yes, we deal with a lot of the topics of conspiracy, because again, you're going to hear us say from Psalm chapter 2, 3,000-year-old prophecy, that conspiracy, the conspiring of kings, nations, and eventually the peoples on a global scale will come to the surface. It's not that it doesn't go on now. That's why it goes on now in deep secrecy. And as never before in history, it's surfacing. Because as never before in history, the spiritual presence of the dark side is clearly manifesting everywhere, both in the sense of over cities and over nations and in political ideologies and military vision. Without question, the lives of millions encountering supernatural events that don't lead them to God but bondage, possession, and spirits that guide into depression and suicide and murder and slaughter and violence. Well, as we've been saying, we've only begun to see just the rumblings of how deep, broad, wide the violence, instability, the destruction, and the out-and-out propaganda, and literally, as God calls it in Daniel and in the book of Revelation, boastful, blasphemous words, an attack on heaven itself vocally, from the microphones that will be recording the speeches of the Antichrist worldwide. There will be, well, an attack on God, an attack dealing with the issue of the nations and all of history. Talk about revising everything. Talk about revisionism. Talk about propaganda. Well, that's what it's all about tonight. And again, we encourage you to go to shatterthedarkness.net. Take a look at the dozens and dozens, hundreds of MP3s, and then the links to all the other stuff that we have. We have a number of places of archives, 4 separate places, and just take your time, go through, and we are very grateful for the letters that we've gotten. Got a long letter here from somebody. We're going to be writing them back. They don't feel that I have been heavy enough on the Catholic issue. Someone wrote me the other day about not being heavy enough on the Mormon issue. And somebody else wrote that I've not been heavy enough in exposing the issues of the Masons. Well, listen, take a listen. I can't do it all in 1 hour. I can't do it all in a few of the broadcasts. But if you listen to hundreds of them, obviously you will see where we've spoken. Truth has to be unleashed. Biblical, the Greek word aletheia, has the idea not only of truth, but of reality. Reality. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And regardless of your politics, even if you're listening right now and you're an illegal alien in the United States, maybe you're in Canada, maybe you're in Germany, maybe somewhere else around the world. We've noticed on some of our other broadcasts from other programs that we do that the Russians are downloading, and they're in the Vatican. They're downloading right next to the Vatican anyway. And in Pretoria, South Africa, India, Bangalore, the Philippines, Japan, China, four separate cities in China last week were downloading broadcasts that we've done in the past. And again, all over the world, about 80 countries. And so we're very grateful to be here. But I want you to know that whatever the subject, in the context of all these subjects, please hear clear, loud and clear, that God who loves you, that God is alive and well in these last days. Four things I'll tell you towards the end of the show is that his word is as powerful as ever, that Jesus Christ is still Lord. I'll explain these things. God is not wounded, not forgetting his promises. God is not moved. And let me also say this, that the work of God, the mission of God around the world is backed 100% actively. You got to understand there is two agendas manifesting and battling in the world. There's laws of engagement. And the spiritual side, the dark side, again, as prophesied, as we've been given the massive heads up, even as I'm mentioning out of Daniel tonight, the idea of propaganda, the idea of speech that comes out to convince, whether it's one individual, whether it's a city, a nation, or the world. I mean, look at all these times when politicians are speaking now, how everything is kind of set up, teleprompters and everything, and you know, it's like we begin to hear some of the truth. I mean, can they not come out and just tell us exactly what they want? Well, I don't think that that globalists coming out saying we must nix all national sovereignty, all militaries must merge, all economics must merge, the political scene must merge, there needs to be one central place, we must get rid of the Jews, we must get rid of the Christians, and there's only going to be one God on the face of the earth, and that's going to be the Antichrist. Now, please understand, the dark side will never say that, though. That is the insatiable lust of the fallen cherub. It has everything to do with God. The spiritual battle, the confusion that's going on, has everything to do with the second coming of Christ. The second coming of Christ is the motivation of hell to do all that it can to get there on the day of Armageddon, to slaughter Christ in the descent. Please look, Revelation 19. You study it. You read it. Listen, if you're a believer in Christ, you got to do more than just listen. My encouragement would be to be a deep studier of the Word of God, a deep student, consistently reading. And my emphasis will be, and by the way, we're going to do another book, hopefully. I don't know exactly when. We know that it's going to be only about 140 pages. And it's simply called 31 Days Ablaze Prophetic Revelation. So it's going to be like 31 chapters to use in a month, but it's going to take specific and consistent biblical prophetic revelation to give you the cutting edge and to give the information to say, this is why the world is headed in the direction that it is. God's given us a great heads up. It's not confusing to me. It bugs me because of evil. I hate radical evil. It bugs me because people are going to be used and abused and die, and many will lose their souls, let alone their lives, for eternity. All because of an agenda, a propaganda that seeks to twist the nature of God, the message, the cross, all of it. Let's stop for a moment and just sit back for a second. Remember the Trojan horse? Do you remember the whole story of the Trojan horse? I mean, this is what we're talking about. The people in the city, the king, thought, well, this is kind of a going away thing. They left something. It's a gift to us. You know, the propaganda, the idea, the twisted reasoning that allowed them to open the gates and bring the Trojan horse, bring that horse in, that eventually would unleash warriors. I mean, it was all a lie. It was all a plot. It was all... And see, that's what's happening in the world. Can you spot the spiritual Trojan horse in Luciferic doctrine, Luciferic agenda? Can you see it in the politics, the economics, the military vision? I'm not even sure that they even know that they are part. See, really, Hell's Kitchen understands the difference between wittings and non-wittings. The unwitted, the unwittings. That many will just be used. I don't think Judas ever went out and had an open sacrifice, marking down a pentagram, worshiping Satan, and said, "Satan, come into me." It doesn't take that to get Satan to use a life. It takes a heart that has sealed its choices against God, against Christ, and opened the doors to self, to greed, to lies, to sinister behavior. And the back door was wide open for the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who is now at work in the disobedient. And that simply means those who do not have the Spirit of God, redemption, Christ, truth in them. And so when somebody is really lost, I don't care if they say they're a Christian. Biblical witness gives you the truths, the factors, the confession, their love for the Word of God, for the Savior Christ, their yieldedness to the will of God, the agenda of God. Now, all of that is spelled out in 1 John. It's all about, that's why the whole book's about what is a real believer. Yes, the simplicity of accepting God's gift that changes everything is by faith alone. Christ coming into your life. If you're listening right now, you don't know God, you got to know this. God pursues you. God is after you. The reason the world is not ended yet and Christ has not returned yet is told in prophetic scripture. 2 Peter 2, or chapter 3. God is patient. He's not willing that anybody perish. So please know, this is not propaganda. This is the message. God doesn't want one person to be lost. God is willing to extend grace and communicate again and again and again and again. Now, in your life, there may be a cutoff date. In your life, and some people have said that in their lives, you know, they're going to wait till tomorrow. They're going to wait till the next day. Can I ask you a question? If you don't know Christ and do not have redemption, you do not have the gift of God inside of you, forgiveness, and are in personal relationship with God, can I ask simply why? What good reason would you have? And maybe when you list those reasons, you'll find the propaganda that flows from Hell's Kitchen that is stealing your ability to look up at Christ face to face and see a Savior that loved you, that died for you, that wants you. Some people have said over the years when I have asked them directly on the streets, at a bar, university, wherever it may have been, in sharing Christ with some individuals, because God is alive and well in these last days. No matter what anybody says, the word is still absolutely infallible and powerful, unchanging. Christ is still Lord. Nothing has changed there. Nobody's, deceited him. He is still the reigning king of heaven and earth and coming soon. Number three, God is not wounded. He is not gone off anywhere. God is not silent. God is operative around the world, and that's evidenced by millions of people coming to Christ all over the world, in all the nations. God's mission is being carried forward. And see, if all you do is focus on areas that are, you know, where you say, well, this is bad, and this area is bad, or the Catholic Church, or whatever. Listen, take a look at if you're a believer in Christ, take a look at what God, your living Christ is doing. Mark down from memorization, Mark's Gospel 16:20. The disciples went out everywhere and they preached, they evangelized. And the Lord worked with them and confirmed his word by signs that followed. Can I tell you something? That was written about 2,000 years ago. Can I tell you something else? That's what I have experienced in 35 years as a disciple, a follower of Christ, going out to evangelize, to share Christ. I find the Spirit of God's presence, power, the living Christ, once dead, buried, then resurrected, ascended, this same living Christ, operative, helping, guiding, leading. Maybe that's why a lot of Christians out there do not have a lot of testimony, because they've never got off their duffs to begin to do the will of God. If all you do is look at the bad things going on in the world and sit in a corner waiting for it all to come down, what good is that? I mean, David in the Old Testament, he heard Goliath screaming, cussing, blaspheming. But he did something about it, didn't he? In the New Testament, the big thing to do, reach the world for Christ. You say, well, listen, there's people that are so hard, so cold. When's the last time you tried? When's the last time you poured out the prayer, you went out clothed with the Spirit of God and witnessed the most powerful message? Listen, the Spirit of God is in and on the message and on the messenger like you as a believer in Christ. Is there anything more powerful? Anything more powerful than the gospel? Paul says in the sight of all of Rome, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God unto salvation for everyone who believes. Mexicans and Russians and Canadians, doesn't make any difference in all the world. And the most important thing is you listening right now, because as I began to say, hell's propaganda can be lodged in the heart of an unbeliever. Someone who says, well, I don't believe in God yet. I don't believe in Christ yet. I don't know God. No, I haven't accepted him. Well, why not? Why not? Well, because look what religion has done. Really? What did Jesus do? Well, because look at the hypocrisy. Well, really? Look at Jesus, who never, never demonstrated hypocrisy, but spoke against it. Well, what about, you know, these people that claim to be Christians? Did you know that judgment begins at the house of God? God will take care of all that. What about your salvation? What about your relationship with God? What about your sin? Who's going to take care of your sin? Are you? You're going to hide it? Duck it down some way, try to vibrate spiritual vibes in some form of meditation to kind of coach your mind that you in denial. What are you going to do with your lostness in the sin code and the death code inside of you? You're hellbound and lost. And so what are you going to do? So inside of you as a non-believer, I was a non-believer for many years of my life. I used this propaganda that my dad used. When people came to me and said, hey, Russ, you know, Jesus loves you. He'll change your life. And I was like, oh, man, get out of my face. You know, all these Christians, that's all you want is money. That's what I would say. Not that I've ever been there. Not that I've ever given a penny. Not that anybody's taken any money from me. But that was the excuse lodged in my heart. And I want you to know, I think Hell's Kitchen has a lot of those kind of things. Unleashing that propaganda, trying to layer and strengthen the unbelief. But what for? What is Hell's agenda? Hell's agenda is to keep you from God. Hell's agenda is to obscure God. Hell's agenda is to try to comfort you and take away the guilt of your own sin. Hell's Kitchen's propagandists tried to communicate that, oh, there's really no hell. What's the source? Are you really going to believe the information coming from Hell's Kitchen, from the demons, from the demonic, from Satan? Are you really going to grab a hold of defense mechanisms, manipulation, and lies? Is there any good reason why you won't give your life to the God that loves you, came in human flesh, died on the cross? You see, propaganda wants to keep you from even looking there, even considering that. That's what it's all about. So whether we see this in our own lives, propaganda, and when it comes down to it, it comes down to that's the most important thing. You listening right now, you. In this divine moment listening, I know the Spirit of God will summon you, speak to you. I know that God will give by His Spirit things for me to say that may help to dislodge the propaganda from Hell's Kitchen. That the Word of God could be quoted, be looked at, and break the lies and the strength of those lies to where you stand there. Knowing now that you are lost, your sin is on your head, that it is humanity's fault for the mess we are in, that Satan is real, there's a radical evil, and that is what is guiding the world to disintegration, destruction. All the anger and violence is being stirred up because there's an agenda. And I don't want you to wait till the Antichrist actually shows up visibly. That means that the greatest chaos and anarchy in human history has occurred. That means that nations and governments and electrical grids and food chains and cities have collapsed, and governmental force and law enforcement and military structure, that all kinds of things have collapsed. That literally the world will feel that it's on the brink of annihilation. But those who plan this, they have a regime that will surface. And if you think the propaganda now is strong in stealing hearts and lives away from God, I quoted yesterday out of the Gospel of Luke, when Jesus Christ said that Satan himself, he goes to steal, to take away the word of God that has been sown into somebody's heart so that they cannot believe and be saved. See, the Bible says faith comes from hearing and hearing by the word of God. Study Romans chapter 10. And how can they believe on whom they've not heard? The Word of God is the Word of faith that has power in it. It gives the ability to be born of the Spirit of God. It enables a man, woman, a child, anywhere in the world, in the hearing and receptiveness of that Word of God, that your heart would be released from the lies, released from the layering of satanic blinding, and opened up to God and opened up in ability to respond. So if you're running from the Word of God, if you won't even read it, you don't even have the ability to make the choice. You're locked into bondage. Propaganda sitting on your heart. Darkness is all around. You can't even see. But if you'll at least get up and listen, go into the Word of God, you might want to ask yourself why, if you're, listen, as a human being, I'm just saying that I love you. As another human being listening right now, it doesn't make any difference who you are, a trucker, you know, retired senior sitting there listening to the, you know, on your internet right now. Maybe somebody sent you a link to this as an archive and you're listening to it 6 months from now. Doesn't make any difference. I know one thing, that God will be alive in the process of seeking you, summoning you, and bringing you. See, this is on my side of the fence a great joy. The Bible says when one person turns back to God, that all of heaven rejoices. There's great joy in the heart of God when anyone, including you, that would turn to God. Now, what about hell? Does Satan really love anybody? I mean, for the Luciferians and the reconnaissance agents and so forth that do listen, does the dark side really love you? And you say, well, I've got deep experiences. I can see the dead. I can read, you know, palms. I can do psychic. You know what? It's all finite. It's all, you know, you might have some abilities and some things going on and some experiences. And they're probably real, but lethally wrong if they've come from hell's kitchen. If they've come from finite fallen spirits. Oh, they can be absolutely real. Satan is absolutely real. Counterfeit signs, wonders, and miracles, they are absolutely real. Demonic didache teachings, Alice Bailey's writings are real, but they are lethal. They are straight from hell's mouth. Because, well, you could read her history. But when you read the materials, you have what the Holy Spirit of God has said is didache of demonoia. And so some listening right now, in your heart, part of that propaganda may be very deep doctrines of demons. Has it led you to God? Has it led you to freedom? Has it led you to forgiveness? Has it led you to personal experience of the living Christ? See, the Spirit of God, in all of His presence and power and things and abilities He'll give us when we know Christ, He's all about leading us to the singularity. Infinite, wide open, the cross. So what is the propaganda? You know, from your heart right now, if you're not a believer in the living, real Christ, what is it you believe? And if there's a reason right now you can give me, maybe you can email me this reason. But during the show, listen, we're very, very behind on all the emails. We apologize. We try to get up. We try to get there. And listen, we want to be there. But let me tell you right now that that if you can sit back right now and say, here's the reason why I don't believe in Jesus Christ. Bertrand Russell, when I read his book, Why I Am Not a Believer, a Christian, in the very beginning, one of the things that so many can say, and part of what I think is part of hell's kitchen. And so it is simply that he's angry that bad things happen in the world. If God is so good, why do bad things occur to good people? And without the knowledge of God, without the revelation of God, without the reason, you know, the Bible says in the Old Testament, God speaking, He says, come, let us reason together, says the Lord. God can reason with you. See, if you don't even pick up and look and read and study and listen, and only take the propaganda. Obviously, hell wants you to think, hey, if God is good, why is bad things happening to good people in the world? Well, ask Job. Job never blamed God. He never said it's a game. He never said it was some kind of play game. Ever. And he went through it. Why is there evil in the world? Well, because we open the door to a fallen, supernatural being and hundreds of millions of fallen angels that are violently opposed to God, that are in a agenda. And when we joined that, that's where death came from. That's where, when I say sin, not just, you know, listen, sin, doing wrong is, listen, God says don't kill, don't rape, don't cheat, don't steal, don't lie. So when we do that to each other and we do that out of our own hearts and lives, guess what? We're doing what God said don't do. The wages of sin is death. Death is here. The sin is here. The pain is here. The rape is here. The violence is here. The war is here. The injustice is here because you are a blatant sinner. And so am I. Mankind is. the Greek word, the simple word in the New Testament, hamartia, that we have missed the mark. Now, there's different words used that involve violent, willful rejection. Knowingly that we're doing things. And again, most won't even know the depth of the study of the nature. I mean, what is sin? We think that it's a religious thing. Well, listen, God said don't, you know, listen, we think the Ten Commandments were here before the fall of the human race. No, they came afterwards, and the law unleashed, speaking what is right and good that would save society and build relationships. Why can't man follow it? To lie is to sin against God. To cheat is to sin against God. To steal is to sin against God. Harming other people in those actions, it's a sin against God. Did you know to reject Christ is the ultimate sin? And the Spirit of God has come to convict us, convince us of sin, ours, of righteousness, God's, Christ's, and of judgment, what's coming, what's right. I think there's a lot of people that would say, we want justice. Well, justice is coming. But ultimately, when it does come, it falls perfectly on all. You see, either your name is in the Lamb's Book of Life, where you've been totally forgiven by the grace and the love and the power of Christ, or the second resurrection deals with the great white throne judgment. And the books are open. And everything you are, were, did, all of your sin, all of it's on, you have no, you have nothing. You stand there with nothing. See, I sit here tonight with redemption. The joy of it, the power of it, the need of it, the expectation of the coming fulfillment of it when Christ returns. But I got to ask you, if I was to ask you tonight, what is the reason? What is the reason that you do not, have not received Jesus Christ, who died for you, loves you, has the power to instantly forgive you, come into your life, empower you with new life, be in your life, give you his love, give you the gift of indestructible immortality to be able to see God face to face? Can I ask you the reason? Will you stop for a moment and give me the reason? What is the reason? Is the reason bigger than Christ and the cross? Is the reason legitimate? Is the reason, like Richard Dawkins, I'm, you know, mad at God because religion causes all kinds of trouble? Really? I thought Stalin, the atheistic, you know, communistic ideology, led the way in the slaughter of 40, 50 million Russians. You're right that many of the evils are spiritual, but I'm going to tell you now, Richard Dawkins has no clue of Satan, Satan's propaganda, and the agenda going on in the world. He cannot help you. He cannot tell you you're forgiven. He cannot give you the gift of eternal life. He cannot convince you. He cannot tell you the origins, the endings of. He cannot tell you the meaning of life. Can't do it. That brings us back down to just listen, if we can say it this way, you and I. As if we were sitting right here. I've got a little coffee here to the right and we're talking. A number of individuals have written me over the, you know, last few months. Listening, but they don't believe in Christ yet. Listening, but they believe God is an energy, a force, something else, another alternative. Let alone those that listen just to, again, recon. And that's, I mean, real Luciferians, the real guys and gals that embrace the dark powers that try to even disrupt, do harm, because they know what we're all about. Because what is in the Luciferian, what is in the real traditional Satanist, what is in those who are there in the deep, dark underground meetings that are going on in Europe with the Antichrist, in preparation for what's to come. See, they're preparing. The final solution has already been written in Hell's Kitchen from their standpoint. The ending is Armageddon. We're not there yet, but we're on the way. It's going to bring the greatest destruction in human history. Everything that globalism, the ideology, the spirit behind it, and the leader that comes, seeking to convince the world of a need for a new leader, a new union, a new history, with great propaganda, spiritually. Listen, did you ever hear Hitler speak? I'm telling you that when the full force, nothing higher, you can't go any deeper, darker than this, Satan in human skin. I hear George Norrie talk about him. I hear Art Bell. I hear many people talk about the Antichrist. I hope that they all realize that the Antichristu is the one that comes in opposition to the real God in human flesh, Christ, who died at the cross and who is the Savior of the world. He comes in opposition to lead the world to fight the visible return. Now listen, if you're a seeker, an honest seeker, then go to the book of Revelation chapter 19. Take a look at the second coming of Christ and who is left on the ground, on the earth, in unity, the world gathers together, the leaders, the nations, the peoples, and the most powerful military in human history. They're on a field, and ultimately it's called Armageddon. You check it out. Those survivors of satanic ritual abuse, the subpersonalities, you check it out, the ultimate end. The super soldiers, the ultimate end. But because you're listening right now, a divine appointment, God is not only alive and well, but summoning you, seeking you. Not only do I know this and feel this and know that I'm simply a vessel that God would speak through. God says that simply we're like an ambassador and that God himself would be appealing. There is an emotional level to that appeal of God's love and of the urgency. My dear friend, if you're lost without Christ, you are dead in your sins, you are dying, you are hellbound. And today, the Savior screams out to you. You read about it in John's Gospel chapter 7. When he cried out, I tell you the truth, anyone who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of their inmost being. Well, he made reference to the power of the Spirit of God welling up to eternal life. Do you have that? The Bible simply says that whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Politician, military man, policeman, nurse, senior sitting there next to that. Maybe you just leave it on this channel and you listen and everything just comes by. But I happen to know, I've experienced so much. I believe in this moment-to-moment providence of God, in the way that God who is alive, the Word of God is not diminished in power, the Spirit of God is not backed off, the passion of Jesus in reaching the world has not diminished, the Great Commission is still the call of the church, God is operative in the world, limiting and restraining the levels of evil, ultimately using everything to speak to the hearts and lives of millions and of you. Come home to the gift of salvation in Christ. Whosoever calls on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved. Christ will come into your life. He will give you the power of the Spirit of God. And that's the beginning. And if you've done that, written to me. You know, write to me, let me know. And what we need to do is get gets you deep into the Word of God, gets you into growing and into fellowship and into the depths of God's will for your life. In the midst of a culture that is battling badly, in the midst of what I think is massive, well, it's I cannot believe the audacity of the dinner tonight between the President of the United States and the President of Mexico and the propaganda that is against the will of the people of the United States of America. It's not that we don't simply care. We know what money we have given for medical missions in Mexico. It's not about caring. It's about the issue of sovereign nations. It's about possibly even the goal in destabilizing by the billions of dollars. Is there a better way? Yeah, there's a better way. And the Bible would speak about doing things legally, right, and doing things good. And when we do this, when we do things that are right, you can read about this in 1 Peter. If you're a believer in Christ dealing with the issue, go to 1 Peter chapter 3. Go ahead and read chapter 4. Read about suffering as a believer. You don't just go and if somebody came onto my property and began living in my garage and began using everything, and finally I go out there and say, you can't stay here. I don't know who you are, and you're taking the stuff. And they say, well, we've been here now for weeks, and we're not leaving. And all of a sudden, the sheriff shows up, and he says, I can't do anything about it. I know what it is to give. I know what it is to feed. I know what it is to bring people in off the streets and live in my home for years and years and years. Black, white, unwed mothers, babies. I know what it is to do this. It's what we do as believers. But in the rampant goal to bring disintegration, destabilization. That's why we say constantly here, don't give America or your nation to the dogs. You can read about the dogs in the book of Revelation towards the very end. You do the research, you find out what I'm talking about. Don't give your nation to the dogs in the name of the God of heaven, because God wills, Romans chapter 16, verse 25, 26, that a nation believe in Christ and turn to God and obey Him. And so that's what we must fight, because it brings the most freedom, it brings the redemption, it allows us to share the gospel of God's love freely to all. But it also involves God's instruction to a government to do good, but also to bear the sword. Well, we've run out of time tonight again, and we'll see you Friday night at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. God bless you tonight.